नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, entitled Creation, Chapter 2, entitled The Divinity and Divine Service, Text Number 15. Yad anudhyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam Chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharate. Yat, which, anudhya, remembrance, asina, sword, yukta, being equipped with, karma, reactionary work, granthi, knot, nibandhanam, internet, chindanti, cut, kovida, intelligent, tasya, his, kaha, who, na, not, kuryat, shall do, katha, messages, ratim, attention. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to His message? Translation responsibly. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to His message? Purport. The contact of the spiritual spark with material elements creates a knot which must be cut if one wants to be liberated from the actions and reactions of fruitive work. Liberation means freedom from the cycle of reactionary work. This liberation automatically follows for one who constantly remembers the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead. This is because all the activities of the Supreme Lord, His Leela, are transcendental to the modes of the material energy. They are all attractive spiritual activities, and therefore constant association with the spiritual activities of the Supreme Lord gradually spiritualizes the conditioned soul and ultimately severs the knot of material bondage. Liberation from material bondage is therefore a byproduct of devotional service. Attainment of spiritual knowledge is not sufficient to ensure liberation. Such knowledge must be overcoated with devotional service, so that ultimately the devotional service alone predominates. Then liberation is made possible. Even the reactionary work of the fruity workers can lead one to liberation when it is overcoated with devotional service. Karma overcoated with devotional service is called Karma Yoga. Similarly, empirical knowledge overcoated with devotional service is called Jnana Yoga. But pure Bhakti Yoga is independent of such karma and jnana, because it alone can not only endow one with liberation from conditional life, but also award one the transcendental loving service of Lord. Therefore, any sensible man who is above the average man with a poor fund of knowledge must constantly remember the personality of Godhead by hearing about Him, by glorifying Him, by remembering Him, and by worshipping Him always without cessation. That is the perfect way of devotional service. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were authorized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the bhakti cult, rigidly followed this rule and made immense literatures of transcendental science for our benefit. They have chalked out ways for all classes of men in terms of the different castes and orders of life in pursuance of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and similarly other authoritative scriptures. ओमक्यान्ति मिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो वी आर now reading this very interesting chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter of first canto. So it is entitled Divinity and Divine Service. So from the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam we see that it is declared that this whole literature is dedicated to the knowledge and information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Divine Supreme Personality of Godhead. So His divinity and His further the process by which we realize divinity is also given here in this chapter. That's why it's called Divinity and Divine Service. So the three main topics, as we know, is Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. So in the first chapter much is spoken about all of them, and Sambandha is our original relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. And when we realize that, so we want to reach the goal of human life, that's the prema, the Krishna prema, the love of Godhead. And how to reach that? By this divine service, the devotional service. So that's Abhideya, that's the process. So this service, as we know, this is everyone wants to be served in conditioned state in this material world. When the living entity was in the spiritual world, it was serving Krishna. But there was this conception that I also want to be served. So then we come to this material world. So we want to be the divine, and we want everyone around us to serve us. So that's, and we want to be the master. But by this service, no one is satisfied actually. Neither the one who is serving, neither one who is served. So here, all around us in material world, everyone is either serving someone or getting service from someone. And no one is satisfied. So that means the basic concept is wrong. The basic understanding of our real position is wrong. So in maths, if you know, you learn the basics wrong, 1 plus 1 is 3, so then everything would be wrong like that. So here the initial concept of our original position, that's wrong. So whatever plans you make after that, doesn't matter. They are just further combinations of those illusory basic concepts like that. So that's why whatever you make, big cities, big plans, you know, we'll have cars, good roads, and then there is traffic jam. Okay, then we'll make freeways, the tunnel and the east link. But then, you know, so it's always, it's like that. So that's conditioned living entities, endeavor towards beating, towards defeating the nature, material nature. So it goes one step ahead than material nature, because its energy of Krishna, it's very smart, so it further creates another problem. So like that, this game is going on. And yeah, so like that people are playing. But the original, their original understanding is wrong, like that. And what happens is, by trying to getting served by others and serving the illusory energy, one gets more and more entangled, more and more covered. We'll later discuss how this material energy works actually. So here in this verse, it's very interestingly it's given. An intelligent man would cut the binding knots of reactionary work by remembering personality of Godhead. And who will not pay attention to his message? So this Krishna Katha or Bhagavad Katha that we have these pastimes of Lord. So here it says, who will not pay attention to this message? So in Bhagavatam further also there are nice verses. We'll discuss two of them where it says actually. So here it's question mark in the end of translation if you see. Therefore, who will not pay attention? So the answer is also given further in Bhagavatam. So there's a verse in 10th canto which tells who will not pay attention. So like that's why we have these Srimad Bhagavatam classes on Bhagavad Gita. So we are trying to pay attention on these messages and listen to them very carefully, attentively, and apply in our life. But a person who is not interested in such messages, his position is given. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, one of the very, very famous verses about glorification of Lord is there. It says, Nivritta tarshair upagiya manat bhavau shudachrotra manobhiramat kauttama shloka gunanuvadat puram puman virajyeta vinapashugnat. So part of the translation is, such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So here the answer is, who will not hear such messages? A butcher. a person who kills. So Pashugna. Pashu refers to the soul as well as an animal. So one who kills the animal is a butcher. So because he is indulged in such a sinful activity, he gets covered over by material energy to a very great degree. So for him, there is no interest in such higher spiritual topics. So very sinful man like that. And another, one who is interested in killing own self. You know. So, of course, we know from second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the soul is never born or never dies. But when we say killing one own self means, just going further down in the material existence. The greatest danger to fall down into animal species and further down towards hellish life. So that's similar to killing your own self like that. And another verse where it says, this is from 3rd canto, here it says, Ko naam loke purushath sarvet pura katha naam bhagavat katha sudam. Apiya karna anjali bir bhavapaham ar aho virajyeta vina naretaram. Who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? So here it says, you know, one who is not interested in such message is not pretty much a human being like that. So it's like a two-legged animal. So one must be very, we must feel very fortunate that we can take association of devotees and hear such messages about Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, that's a very low level of existence, animal platform. So that's why when we say we don't have any taste for hearing, then we understand, if we don't have the taste, then we must endeavor to develop the taste. And in further verses, tomorrow's verse and further verses, there's the key given how one can develop the taste. So I won't reveal the secret, we'll wait till tomorrow. verse number 16, very interesting. So there it's given how to develop taste for these messages. So the problem is given that, okay, we don't have taste, then we can glide down to the animal platform, but then solution is also given, how to develop taste in association of devotees. And so here in Srimad Bhagavatam also, there's a description of various levels of living entities based on consciousness. So the consciousness, as we know, the process of evolution. So materially, it's the process of evolution is misunderstood. So the material conception of evolution is the bodies are evolving. But the real Vedic concept of evolution is the consciousness evolves. Bodies, the external bodies are always present, but as the consciousness evolves, it goes up and up, so the living entity takes higher and higher bodies. So in third canto, actually, it's given a living entity who has this consciousness is better than the inanimate objects like stone and other things. So that's better. And then further, there's much classification that, the animals who have developed sense perception, they are better than those who don't even display life symptoms, like some plants and trees, they are just standing, pretty much look like dead, but they have some life. There is a soul in there. So here further classification, as you go, as consciousness evolves, so then further animals who have this sense of taste and sense of smell, like that, they evolve further. Then some animals have this sense of perceiving different forms, like that. And finally, out of all the animals, then the highest is human being. And then within human society, as we know, there are 400,000 species of human beings. So they are also further classified according to the level of consciousness. So there are some tribal people, they are pretty much on animal level. They hunt and they eat. They are pretty much in forest. They are living like animals. So their consciousness is very low. Although they have a human form of body, but the consciousness is it's not much evolved. So we see the civilized human beings are higher than those type of human beings. So what do we mean by civilized human beings? Civilized means one who follow the social orders, social and spiritual orders, the varnashram system. So they are considered to be civilized. They are following some higher injunctions, scriptural injunctions. So varnashram system is given in these scriptures. In last few verses, as we read few days back, Atha Pumbe Duja Shreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasya. So this society is divided in these four spiritual orders and four social orders, Varnashram Vibhag. So the different divisions are made. So a society which acknowledges such system and lives according to that, it's much higher than the uncivilized. So now we can see what sort of population is there in Kali Yuga. So there is no Varnashram system. So actually the population is living on a very low standard, like that. So then further description, how even within Varnashram system there is gradation. So within Varnashram system of the social orders, even Varnas, Brahmana is considered to be the highest. And even amongst Brahmanas, there are gradations. So further, a Brahmana who has read the Vedas, he is considered to be higher. Now one can, you know, read all the Vedas, know all the shlokas, but if he doesn't know the purpose behind the Vedas, so that's of no use. So still higher is a Brahmana who has read the Vedas and he knows the purpose behind it. So what's the purpose of learning Vedas? It's given in Bhagavad Gita. Vedaischa sarva aham eva vedya. So purpose of knowing the Vedas is to know Krishna. So one who knows Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we should serve him. So such a Brahmana is highest, like that. And then further, also there is gradation. So ultimately it reaches to the point of a human being who is a Brahmana, plus he understands the goal of Vedas, he has read the Vedas, goal of Vedas, and finally that Brahmana which has become a pure devotee and who renders service to Krishna without any expectation of any reward in return. So that's the highest platform of existence. So we are trying to reach that. So we all are doing service, and here we will see further how our service can be mixed with karma or mixed with jnana. Jnana mishra bhakti and karma mishra bhakti. But ultimately we have to come to a platform where there is no tinges of this karma and jnana. And we are performing our devotional activities fully for the satisfaction of Krishna and Guru. So that's the highest platform. So here, so to reach that platform, here it says, with sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work. So these various human beings who exist, they are tied with these knots of reactionary work. So this reactionary work, this karma, is very tricky. In 4th chapter, as we know, of Bhagavad Gita, there it says it's very hard to understand what is action, what is good action, what is inaction, like that. It's very hard to understand because it's very binding. Even if you do good, you are still bound in this material world. You have to come back again, to take birth again, to reap the results of your good activities that you did. So nothing is good, neither vikarma nor karma is very entangling. So it binds you with various knots very tightly, like that. So here it says the intelligent man. So one has to be very intelligent in order to cut that knot. So generally people think we are free, you know, there is no knot. If you see in Bhagavad Gita, there's actually, last week I was distributing books, so there generally we show that picture of changing bodies, you know, from childhood to youth to your old age. So I was showing one man that picture, that see, there is a spiritual spark within the body, it's just moving along, cruises along, and bodies are changing. So anyway, he didn't pay attention to that picture. The next picture was when there is a worker and a boss, and both are tied with the ropes. There are by three modes of material nature. So while I was explaining him that picture, so he said, "Oh, what's that? That looks scary." So there, for intelligent people, they can see that, oh, everyone is actually bound by these different knots. They are like puppets in the hands of nature. So then I explained him a little bit about that picture, that, you know, generally we can't see any strings attached, you know, we're free, you know, we can do anything, we can make any decision. But if one becomes intelligent and sees through the eyes of scriptures, then he can see these strings, and then it's where the situation is actually very scary. If we think, oh, we are tied very tightly, so then it's very scary. Because everyone wants to be free and make his own decisions. This is because the Supreme Lord is supremely free, independent, and we are trying to imitate Him. So we want supreme freedom. But according to the position of living entity, we cannot have supreme freedom. We have minute independence. And because we misuse that, we are entrapped in these knots, various knots. So then that particular man, he had heard about karma, so I little bit explained him. So he appreciated, he didn't take the book, but he appreciated. So that's why by this knowledge we can cut all these knots. And how do these, where are these knots formed? In the heart. So in I think 5th canto, there is that verse, Pumsa Sriya Mithuni Bhava Metat Rid Granthi Ahu. So there is by this attraction between opposite genders, there is a knot within the heart. We can't see that. And we are tied very tightly by these shackles, and then we have to come back again and again in this world to reap the results of positive or negative activities. But an intelligent man who has this intelligence, he can actually cut those knots. So here the word which is used, Chindanti Kovidastasya, Kovida. So Kovida means intelligent person. So in one of the conversations with Prabhupada, he also used this word. There he was saying Kovida, this word intelligent or means expert. So he said, okay, people. So they were devotees were discussing with Srila Prabhupada about various certificates and degrees that we have here within ISKCON. They were trying to form, you know, how we will have these Bhakti Shastri degrees and we have these Bhakti certificates. What should be the words like that? So in that discussion, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that, you know, generally people have these degrees. They give their card, oh, this is my identity, you know, Mr. So-and-so, M.A., B.A., like that, B.A., M.A., like that. So Prabhupada was saying, we should have these degrees, like A.K., P.K., like that, he was saying, instead of B.A., M.A. So what the full form was, like, it was A.K., A.K. is Aradhana Kovida, you know, one who is expert in worship, deity worship, Aradhana, and in other words, PK, you know, Prachara Kovida, one who is expert in preaching activities, you know, book distribution. He said, these should be our degrees. And these are real degrees. Other degrees are of no use. You just collect all the degrees and then with the help of that, you bind yourself further. Okay, I have these degrees. And then you work like a donkey and get more entangled. And then you die. And then further go back to animal life. All the degrees are gone. But these degrees which we devotees are trying to achieve by becoming expert in devotional service to Lord, these are like permanent degrees, permanent asset. So more expert you become in service, when we go back to Godhead, there we serve. So these are like permanent degrees. So whatever work we are trying to preach, we are trying to do deity worship or any service, so it's like a permanent asset. So we never lose that. It just gets better and better like that. So no degree in material world ever gets better and better. You have to, you know, even if you get so many degrees, you are at work. If, for example, if you are in IT, and then your previous degrees are useless, then you have to do new certification. Keep learning, and then at the end of life becomes zero. Next life you come, then again A, B, C, D, you know, like that. So, but these degrees are worth having, worth achieving, like that. So further it says, with a sword in hand, so such type of Kovida or intelligent man, what he does, he has a sword in hand and he cuts the reactionary verb. So what is the sword that an intelligent or a man or a devotee has? That's the sword of knowledge. So he has the knowledge and he can easily cut. So there is another verse here in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. I didn't print nicely, but I'll try to read. Tasmad jnana sambhutam Prabhu, do you know that verse? It's just in print. Okay. So here that says, I'll read the translation. Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharat, stand and fight. So like that. So all these knots with the sword of knowledge, they can be cut to pieces. So that's that. One has to be very intelligent to do that. Otherwise, it's just like you get further and further entangled. It's like if you see sometimes the cat, it plays with the ball of wool and it gets entangled in that. So the initially just wants to play like that, but the result is it gets entangled. So same way the living entity, it sees material world, oh, this is my place of, this is my playground. Now I'll come and play like this, play, you know, play with such players, and we'll enjoy. We'll have a nice team, and we'll win the match, like that. But what happens? It just gets entangled, further and further entangled. So here it says, by constant touch with such topics, one can easily dissolve such knots. So it's like that famous example of iron rod in fire. So if we have the iron rod is constantly in touch with fire, it just becomes like fire. It gets so same way the living entity, if it's in constant touch with the messages of Supreme Personality of Godhead, so it gets spiritualized. All the external coverings are gone. Bhagavad Gita says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yogeti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sojana. So by constantly hearing about pastimes and activities of Lord, how is he born in material world, what are his activities, by this constant touch, then we get free. And further, when it says about karma and jnana, so here it's mentioned that just by karma alone or jnana alone, one cannot be liberated from this material entanglement of material nature. So there has to be a tinge of devotional service. But bhakti in itself is independent. If you do just bhakti without the tinges of karma and jnana, that's enough. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma adhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilnam bhakti ruttama. So the uttam bhakti platform is without tinge of any other tinges of karma and jnana. So then we are really liberated in our real position. So the liberation means you are free from material entanglement, right? So that's, even if you see, there are the three levels which were discussed in Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yajjnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagwaniti Shabdate. So the three levels, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan, they all are above the material entanglement, but the topmost is the Bhagwan realization. If you see the Brahman realization, that's like liberated platform. You have the Sat aspect in that, that okay, we are eternal, right? We are eternal means you are beyond birth, death, disease and old age. Eternal, eternally liberated. But there is no activity there. So, and if one reaches the Brahman platform and he fails to take shelter of lotus feet of Lord, the personal form of Lord, then he falls down again. Aruya Krichrena Parmam Padam Yada. So like that, if one doesn't take shelter of lotus feet, then he falls down. But there is a chance to go further, like the four Kumaras did. So four Kumaras, they were Brahman realized. So once they went to Vaikuntha, they were so purified, they just entered Vaikuntha. There were many gates, they just passed through few gates. And then at one gate, there were two guards, Jay and Vijay. And they stopped these four Brahmana boys, and then the four Kumaras became very angry, And they said, how could you stop us? You are like enemies. How could you even be in Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha is Lord Narayan's abode. How can you even reach here if you don't let us go in? So then when Lord Narayan came to know about this, he himself came at the gate, and then he said, "Oh, my doorkeepers have offended you, and I take that I have offended you. So even whatever curse you have given them, I'll sanction that." So actually, the curse that you go fall down to this material world, and for the pastime of Lord, as we know, they appeared as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and then further Ravan and Kumkaran, and then further as Shishupal and Dantavakra. So there, but what happened was, when Lord Narayan was approaching towards that, where at the gate, at the door where the four boys were offended by these gatekeepers. So although they were Brahman realized, but when they smelled the fragrance of Tulsi, which is always at the lotus feet of Lord, they immediately, that was like an impulse and like a stimulus, and it evoked their dormant bhakti, and they came to the Bhagwan platform. So there is that example from Brahman. They went up because they then took shelter of lotus feet of Lord. But if one doesn't take shelter of lotus feet of Lord, he again comes back. That's why these Mayavadis, they are called Mayavadis because, okay, even if they get Brahman realized, which they don't recognize the personal form of Lord, they don't take shelter of lotus feet of Lord, then they fall down to material platform. Because soul is eternally very active. It's pleasure seeking, Anandamaya Vyasa. So it has to act, it has to have relationships. And if one doesn't make relationship with the Lord and his devotees, then he has to have some material relationships. So he has to come fall down to material platform like that. So we have to be very careful in our daily activities, and to understand that although we are marginal potency of Lord, but we have this option of choosing either material or spiritual energy. So actually, Krishna has, if you see, he's God and he has his energy. For him, there is no difference like material or spiritual. For him, it's one energy. But it acts differently on us because of our choice. If we want to separately enjoy, so then we suffer under the clutches of material energy. But if we want to surrender to Krishna, the same material energy transforms to spiritual energy. So Krishna is very expert. He is just like that electrician, you know, he can use same electricity for heating or cooling. So same way, Krishna can use same material energy either to bind you or to liberate you. So that's very tricky. So, and very difficult concept, but devotees can learn. Because devotees are kovida, intelligent, very intelligent. So we have to very carefully study these scriptures in order to sharpen our intelligence, so that we can cut these knots. And that, you know, in our daily habits, we have to be balanced. Yukta arvayarasya, yukta cheshtasya swapnasu, yukta swapnavabodasya yogabhavati dukha. So our eating, sleeping, recreation, all these habits have to be balanced and hit the right mark, so that, you know, we can develop this knowledge of Krishna. And by hearing and remembering the messages of Lord constantly, then we are purified and we can achieve the lotus feet of Lord. So I'll end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed.
Yesterday,
Aradhana Kovida. Aradhana Kovida. Tasmad Gyan Sambhutam Hritstam Gyana Sinatmana Chitvainam Sanshayam. So Krishna is not actually attracted by our karma and jnana. You can do karma or any material activity perfectly, as perfectly you can, but he is not attracted. You can have jnana, you can know all the Vedas perfectly, right meter, right shlokas, but he is not attracted unless there is bhakti. So Krishna is, because Madan Mohan Mohini, Radharani or the pure devotion, that actually attracts even Krishna. So, yeah. Any other questions or comments?
One more comment also. Prabhupada's comments. Quoting. So, the quoting of bhakti is there.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Yeah.
That is very wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point. Pure karma or pure jnana cannot liberate us. So, there has to be a quoting of bhakti. Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi.